Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, March 11th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Two of the most anticipated new musicals of the Broadway season begin previews tonight. The $26 million Boop, the Betty Boop musical, starts up at the Broadhurst Theater following an encouragingly reviewed out-of-town tryout in Chicago last winter. It follows the iconic cartoon flapper longing for an ordinary day off from her black-and-white world and in a place where no one will know her, eventually finding both color and love in 21st-century New York City. Jasmine Amy Rogers makes her Broadway debut as Boop, with Ainsley Mellum as her love interest, Dwayne. The rest of the principal cast, all reprising their roles from the Chicago production, includes Faith Prince, Steven DeRosa, Angelica Hale, Eric Bergen, Anastasia McCleskey, marionette artist Philip Huber, and Aubie Merrilees. Boop features an original score by 16-time Grammy winner David Foster with lyrics by Susan Birkenhead, a book by Bob Martin, and choreography and direction by Jerry Mitchell. Opening night is April 5th. And a block north at the Imperial Theater, Smash takes on new life as a full-scale musical comedy. Based on the cult NBC series of the same name, it follows the backstage antics going on at Bombshell, a fictional Broadway bio-musical about Marilyn Monroe. Much of the pandemonium and setbacks are driven by the actions of leading actress Ivy Lynn, bringing the entire show to its knees. Smash has been long awaited ever since the TV show was canceled after just two seasons and gained a fervent following over the next decade. It had a slew of staged readings with audiences present in early 2024 at New York's Hunter College, but tonight is the first time the musical adaptation is being seen fully staged. The cast is chock full of Broadway veterans, including Robin Herter, Brooks Ashmanskas, Krista Rodriguez, John Bellman, Christine Nielsen, Caroline Bowman, Bella Coppola, Jacqueline B. Arnold, Casey Garvin, and newcomer Nicholas Matos. The score features some of the songs heard on the series, as well as some new tunes by Mark Shaiman and Scott Whitman, with a book by Bob Martin and Rick Ellis, choreography by Joshua Burgos, and direction by Susan Stroman. Opening night for Smash is April 10th. Tomorrow afternoon, the current revival of Gypsy plays its 88th regular Broadway performance. In honor of this, 88 tickets will be available at an $88 price point for the 2 p.m. matinee. The offer is valid only at the Majestic Theater box office when it opens at 10 a.m. The offer commemorates a notable plot point in the iconic musical, as early on, Mama Rose's father does not give her the 88 cents needed to expand her daughter June's act. The tickets are first come, first serve. The Majestic Theater is located on West 44th Street between Broadway and 8th Avenues in Midtown Manhattan. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, March 9th. Once again, it was Othello leading the charge in a massive way. In its second week of previews, the Jake Gyllenhaal and Denzel Washington-led Shakespeare vehicle grossed over $2.8 million at the Ethel Barrymore Theater, breaking the record for the highest grossing week of any Broadway play. The show also has a tremendous advance, so expect those kinds of numbers to keep up for its entire run. Opening night is March 23rd for a run through June 8th. No new shows began previews last week, as the spring slate of Broadway shows truly begins to heat up over the coming month plus and spring breakers start to arrive in New York. Still, all but two shows reported a rise in their receipts. Original cast member Brandon Victor Dixon played his final performance in Hell's Kitchen as they jumped back up to $976,027 at the Schubert. Grammy nominee Tank makes his Broadway debut as Davis tonight and will be in the show through June 1st. And Wicked made some history last week as Lencia Cabetta became the first black actor to play Elphaba full-time in the Broadway production, and Jenna Bainbridge became the first disabled actor to play Nessa Rose in any production of Wicked around the world. Last week's second highest grosser, it made $2,435,631, selling out the Gershwin yet again. Of the 26 running shows last week, 18 of them played to at least 90% full houses. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.